Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us.
Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination.
One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask New People, AskNewPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
I am sorry. Are you okay?
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the boxing god, Sting Lee.
No mercy.
On action, and I'm Julian Jackson. When he pointed his hands and then told him that's where they gon' fall. Ain't no accident, you're not ready to brawl. My dog, the fact is just this border wars. We go to war, Mad Max and shit. Can you handle it? What exactly did you expect? Random shots rapidly, landing with accuracy. Might not be the king, but to you it's still your majesty. Don't let a friendly competition turn to a tragedy. Savagery, left and right, chaos, calamity. Roll up, ball, shatter, power, constant tagging them. Beating bruised, battered them. Oh my God, what's happening? That's that pressure, you the best, I'm better. Just because it's everlasting, don't mean it lasts forever. That's life, make diamonds, bust pipes. That's pressure, maybe I'm not the greatest, but you still the less of this. Border wars, why you on the board with checkers? I catch you with a check hook, whip his ass with the lecture like, boy, you know I taught you better. Ringside doctor already called for the stretcher. Yeah, bro, not here, leave a message.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Coming to you live, bringing you another episode of Border Wars. February 22nd is going down live from Tucson, Arizona. We are doing a show to let you know it is officially set with USA Boxing. There will be no more hiccups. There will be no more cancellations and no more date changes. This is the date. It's going down, 2025, February 22nd, Border Wars 15, officially set with USA Boxing. Keem the Dream versus CYP is still our main event. That is still signed and delivered. Both men are committed to the fight. So we just wanted to once again let everybody know, as there is a bit of confusion. We keep hearing on the main show, oh, I thought it was December, I thought it was December. Let this be your official announcement and your, you know, go-to point. In case anybody's searching it, it's right here on YouTube and anywhere podcasts can be found. Border Wars 15 officially set for USA Boxing. Keem the Dream versus CYP main event in Tucson, Arizona. So if you're looking to fight, you need a USA Boxing book. You need to get with me as soon as possible. You need to be more like El Lobo and submit footage, Quan. You stop submitting footage. But you got nervous because El Lobo looking better than you? Y'all should be ashamed of yourself letting this man steal all that shine. Just submitting footage every day, getting popular by the second. You need to be taking advantage yourself. You know, you need to be doing the same. That being said, we do have a few other bouts that are potentially in the makings. We could potentially still get the Chino versus Rocky Rodriguez bout in Tucson, Arizona for February. Main event tip, he may come back. He's gotten a few call-outs. Obviously, El Lobo has called them out and a few others. Maybe we even get Ant versus Adrian too. Big Bay Quinn, he's looking to fight, and he might take on Cliff if Cliff doesn't take on Omar, who has been calling Cliff out as well. Just for information, if you've missed the fight in the past, we will be seeking collateral, or we will not be letting you fight because we don't want to you know, because sometimes you just never know. You want to make sure that everybody knows all the information. You want to make sure everybody knows what they're getting into. It is a USA Boxing event. You do need your USA Boxing book. Your corner also will need a boxing book in order to be in your corner. We do pre-match fights. We do pre-match fights, so we are looking to pre-match all the way up until February. We would love to get our entire card pre-matched before the new year. So once again, if you're looking to fight, the best bet is to contact us, submit some footage so that we could properly assess you and know how to match you versus matching you up with someone that is way above your skill level. So that's your best bet, is to get that information in as soon as possible. Well, the real turtle, Keem, is the A-side. Keem has been fighting on Border Wars longer. He's a bigger name with the community, or at least a longer lasting name in the community. He's fought on Border Wars, I think, 3 or 4 times. I would assume his name should be on the left side. We do have a full TBV mixtape. It's on Patreon. So you guys can check that out if you're interested. You know, a lot of the guys drop verses, not just Stainless. Discord is available. Twitter Spaces available. And so is the landline for anybody that wants to call in and talk Border Wars. Now, I got a fight for OC in Milwaukee. And I lined them up with someone at 185. They both, one is 47, OC. The other is 46 years old, Pablo. And seems like OC now doesn't want that fight, and he claims he is going to be dropping down to 165. He claims he's going to fight at 165. When we met him in Milwaukee, not met him, but when we seen him in Milwaukee, we thought he was more, you know, closer to 246. This was his weight allegedly yesterday. And I say allegedly because I wasn't there. He was allegedly 201 yesterday and 2 ounces. Now, I did tell him that could have been anybody's feet, you know. So he proceeded to send more proof. And he sent this video on the actual treadmill. Looks like he was watching some boxing while on a treadmill for 15 minutes almost, watching Frank Martin and Tank. But it's like I said, yo, this could have been anybody's feet. Again, You didn't send yourself, you know? This could have been anyone. You could be faking it. So forced him to send front shot. But I had to motivate him. You know what I mean? My man wasn't even going to start camp yesterday if it wasn't for me consistently asking, how big is he? Look, he ain't even saying no words, though. That's how gassy he is. You hear him all huffing and puffing. But this is what I do. I motivate. I motivate y'all to be great. Because he was talking about, oh, I ain't even start camp yet. I'm like, bro, so you in fat camp? You talking about you want to fight at 165? You got to lose that weight. You feel me? Quan, what up? But that's OC the boss. He's 47 years old, so we need a master's division fight for him at 165. So if you're 35 plus and you want to get it in with OC, he's 5'6", 165. He has 11 amateur fights. Quan, it looks like you might need to jump out, jump back in because you're not connecting. And we do have some new footage from the man that continues to call Tip Bellis out, none other than El Lobo. And we'll screen share that. This is a quick little 42-second clip of El Lobo getting that working.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy Supermex from TVV, and I'm here to talk to you about America's number one daily fantasy sports app, Prize Picks. With over 5 million active members, Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. All you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Want to play Prize Picks alongside Drewski, Joe Budden, and even MMA champ Sugar Sean O'Malley? You can now find community plays under the promos tab of the app to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Pick community each week. Prize Picks puts their members first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. When my picks hit, I get my money in as little as 15 minutes. This week, I had big winnings. Derrick Henry for over 150 yards and Patrick Mahomes for 225. Quick, easy wins thanks to Prize Picks. And guess what? We're here to pass that along to you. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code TBV and then get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code TBV on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you just play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game and see how you are in the world of daily fantasy sports in America. And don't forget to switch over to TBV. Make sure you follow us on YouTube at The Boxing Voice. Like and subscribe and help us. We'll help you get those picks right for all your boxing picks.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication. And it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Psst.
And that's El Lobo. And that was some sparring footage of him. So, once again, man, you know, submit your tape, too. Submit your tape, too. Let the community see what you doing. Let them see that you a stepper. You feel me? Do you got what it takes? Get in the ring and squirm. We got Quan trying you again.
Yo, Ness, you can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I just wanted to tap in real quick, you know. You know, I'm trying to look. I'm looking for some smoke. Play that soundboard with Keith Thurman. Don't duck me.
Okay. Hold on.
You better not duck me, son. You better not duck me, son.
You better not duck me. That's for DC3.
Oh, DC3. He all the way in Houston, though.
Yeah.
I don't think he fighting. What you need? You need 189?
Yeah, 189. He in the chat. He said,
How old are you?
I'm 26. So this
Damn,
is why I think
that's
it
too
is.
Young.
I'm 26. He 27 though.
Yeah.
He 27. He said he 220, and I'm like, if you work that down like 15 pounds now, we can make something work. When I started ramping up my boxing at the beginning of this year, I was 220. So I came down from 220. Now I'm walking around at 190.
Nice.
So, the USA boxing rules, we can make something work. So, like, it's open smoke for anybody because I walk around at 190, I can get down to 175, and you know what I'm saying? Ain't no excuse. Ain't no excuse. So, if somebody was to talk about, oh, well, I'm fighting at 170, I can get down there too. I can get up. I fight within that range of 200 to 170, anybody over there. And I'm gonna send you some footage this Friday. I have sent you some footage. It's a little older, but so it could be misleading. You know, people. If you think that's good, I'm gonna show you something for real. So I'm gonna get that to you this Friday. But, you know, I'm putting in that work every day, so this ain't nothing. So you match
send
it up.
Me,
you know what
send
I'm
me something now, even I if will, you sent it already, because I don't know where it's at. So send me something now, just to put a face to the voice for people to see.
Just to bump it. So they know, all right, about to bump the messages up. So, I mean, it's some old. You done played it a few times already, so some people might, you know.
Yeah, we're going to have to keep advertising them. I don't know why nobody ain't raising their hand.
Man, they scared, man. I would tell people, you better get me now because I don't got no fights. So I would say I'm green right now, and that's the best time to catch me. But
word.
It might be too late. Ask Tyron. Tyron can vouch for me. He didn't came to the gym. He didn't see me put that work in. So I'm not just no talker. I'm really in here putting in that work. Here it go right here. That's some.
You doing it to the boxing voice or my personal?
I'm sorry, man. You're breaking up. I can't hear you. What'd you say?
I said you sent it to the boxing voice or the personal?
Oh, the personal.
Oh.
I just bumped it up. That's one little clip. I mean, yeah, I got to get you some new shit. I mean, if you want to see me hitting the bag, I can bump that one up too. Maybe that's better for the people.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember that promo you did. Who was that for? Man, Who was that for?
That's light work. That was for Moose. Man.
Oh, for Moose, yeah. He said he's trying to go down.
He's ducking because, listen, if he wanted to fight at 160, I just said I can get down in the 170s. USA boxing rules, they allow you to, you know, work within that, right? Like at least 5 to 10 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no excuse for anybody. That's all I'm saying. I can get down to 170, 175. It just take 2-3 weeks. Like, you know, I've mastered this weight cutting thing. I'm not even going to lie. It's a science.
I hear you, man. I'm with you. I feel the same way, bro. I weighed myself this morning. Go ahead.
Yeah. I learned that it's all about your calorie intake. So
absolutely.
Anybody out there trying to, you know, lose weight, man, just watch how much calories you're taking in daily, you know what I'm saying? And make sure you're getting your proteins and stuff. you could definitely work that down slowly but surely. Like, I just came down hella weight. I was fat at the beginning of the year, but I'm in shape now, so it's up there.
I'm with you, baby. I'm with you. I feel the same way.
And I'm repping Midwest. And I'm repping that Midwest.
Okay.
Speaking of that, man, the other day, you know, my boy Tiger ain't had the best fight, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm on Twitter listening to all the criticism. You know, Richard Hutchinson, for some reason, they've been going at it. And, you know, Richard decided to, you know, jump on him, beat him while he had the bad performance. I add Richard, like, man, you got the Midwest fucked up. Man, Richard actually replied back. I'm like, oh, shit. He talking about my favorite fighter from the Midwest, but your boy is shit. I'm like, bro.
That's wild.
We got to, man, I'm tired of all the Midwest slander. You feel me? Treats know what the fuck going on. We tired of this shit. We here to step on some shit. So we here to step on that shit on all levels. So it's even the Midwest is here on TVV. You feel me? I'm about to show y'all something.
Let's go, champ. Well, I'm definitely screen sharing your work.
Every day, every show, so the community, y'all can know my voice, and I'm going to get y'all footage. So yeah.
All right. That was Quan, ladies and gentlemen. And this is him. I'm screen sharing.
Closer to where
you. It's a little bag work, you know. Showing y'all how he put down that left hook, keeping it tight, nice and short. But if you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and hit that thumbs up. What's the date? February 22nd, Malcolm. February 22nd, Tucson, Arizona. It is official. It is official with USA Boxing. So there will be no more date changes. This is the date if you're trying to get in the ring and swing. Time to do your thing. But I'm with Jaquan, man. It's easy to lose weight once you master it. I laugh at these guys that say they can't lose weight, bro. I woke up today, I was 214, man. I got to eat more. Now I got to eat more. I'm losing too much. You know? Y'all just ain't doing it right or not putting in that work. But listen, where are the callers? If not, it is just an announcement show. It is official. Date is set with USA Boxing. No more changes. This is the one. Get in the ring. You have 144 days to prepare. 43, excuse me. Clock's ticking. Every day you lose a day. 143 days to get ready. That's still over 4 months. That's still over 4 months. You damn near got 5 months' time to whip yourself into shape, get a win on your amateur book, potentially win a strap, win the respect of your lady, look like a boss in front of her, look like a G in front of your peers. Get you a win in that ring, man. We got Anthony Edwards with the $2. He says, Team Midwest Mafia. Team Midwest, where Quan live, I'll work with him. You always want to work with somebody, man. Is you making a comeback, fam? Because you could be fighting OC, too. I mean, OC actually won't go too low. Quan, where you from again in the Midwest? Send me a message or something, bruv. Or jump back on and tell me. But, yeah, Anthony Edwards is from Cincinnati, FYI, so I don't know where you at. He all the way in Cincy. But, all right, that is all the callers, and that is the announcement. It's official. Start submitting your footage. Be more like El Lobo. I like that guy. You know, be more like Quan. They promoting themselves. Get that footage in. Let the world see you. You know, have them get excited for your fight. It's easy. Till the next one, we got a Border Wars show every Wednesday. It'll get lava, I know. You know, once the fights start picking up and we get more, you know, fights on the actual card, we'll get more excitement. The shows will go longer. But till then, we're right back at it. 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern. Border Wars, February 22nd, Tucson, Arizona. It's official. We out.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.